I served with Jack Kennedy. I knew Jack Kennedy. Jack Kennedy was a friend of mine. Senator, you're no Jack Kennedy. That was perhaps one of the most famous lines ever spoken during a vice presidential debate. This cutting remark was made in 1988 by Lloyd Benson, the then Democratic nominee for vice president. He was addressing Dan Quayle, the Republican nominee, who had been comparing his record of service in Congress to that of JFK's. While Quayle and Bush went on to defeat Benson and Dukakis in the presidential election, Benson's quip, "You're no Jack Kennedy," has become a part of the American lexicon. With a bit of reworking, Benson's remark also speaks to Mitt Romney's recent speech about his religion and how it will affect his presidency, that some have been comparing to JFK's famous speech before the Greater Houston Ministerial Association to address the issue that he was Catholic. I would say, I've read Jack Kennedy's speech. I've studied Kennedy's speech. It is a speech that I have found incredibly powerful. And Mitt Romney, your speech doesn't hold a candle to Jack Kennedy's speech. JFK's speech was a bold declaration about the essential role that the principle of separation of church and state plays in our nation. Without equivocation, Kennedy said, "I believe in an America where the separation of church and state is absolute." While Romney, on the other hand, said, "The notion of the separation of church and state has been taken by some well beyond its original meaning." Romney went on further to say, "We should acknowledge the Creator, as did the founders. Our greatness would not long endure without judges who respect the foundation of faith upon which our Constitution rests." As Sally Quinn of the Washington Post observed, Romney's speech represented an obliteration of the separation of church and state. Romney's speech wasn't designed to support the fundamental American principle that has aided in our nation's greatness. No, Romney sought to undermine that principle and to suggest that our judges needed to respect faith in order to protect our nation. Clearly, Romney did not read the same Constitution as did Jack Kennedy. Nowhere in Romney's speech was there room for the non-believer, the person who identifies with no religion or with agnosticism or atheism. Romney's view of America only had room for the religious believer, of course, as he defined it. While Kennedy said, "I believe in an America where every man has the same right to attend or not to attend the church of his choice," clearly the America Kennedy envisioned was more welcoming to the religious and to the non-religious. And perhaps what left no doubt in my mind that Romney was no Kennedy was when Romney said, "When I place my hand on the Bible and take the oath of office, that oath becomes my highest promise to God." It would seem to me that Romney should be swearing his pledge not to God, but to the people of America who elected him. But Romney doesn't seem to get it. He even says that freedom can't exist without religion. He has turned our nation on its head, placing religion at its core rather than understanding that ours is a secular nation, and that is why he has the freedom to choose any religion. Romney seems to have missed the fundamentals, that our Constitution begins with "we, the people of the United States," in order to form a more perfect union. Clearly, Romney is no Kennedy. But more, his speech recreates our nation as fundamentally religious. I long for the day when again a political candidate says, clearly and without equivocation, what Kennedy had the courage to say, that ours is a secular nation made stronger by the separation of church and state. To sacrifice this principle is to risk that which has made our nation great. I'm Robert Barr, Rabbi of Congregation Beth Adam. Thanks for listening.